You're listening to Side by Side with Kathy Wilson, episode 19, Pizza and Wings Night. Hickory, wake up! Andrea will be here any minute and you aren't ready. Nap time is over. Get up! She was stretched out on the Chesterfield with her nose in the air, snoring in contentment. In many homes, dogs are not permitted on the furniture. This is not the case in our household. When I came home from the Lions Foundation, it was my intention to impose the no dogs on furniture rule. We had not been in the house more than half an hour when Hickory discovered the Chesterfield and decided it was time for her nap. Up she went and rested her weary head on a convenient pillow. Hickory, off! Why should she get off? My husband smiled at my comfort-loving Labrador. No one else is using it. I wasn't going to argue. If Ralph was okay with it, then I was too. This factor was now proving to be a part of my problem. I wanted to be ready to leave, and Hickory was determined to sleep as long as she could. Ralph looked on with sympathy. The poor dog is exhausted. You had her working this afternoon and she is really tired now. Let her sleep. We had to go to my eye doctor's this afternoon. I couldn't avoid it. And tonight is chorus rehearsal. We are only 2 weeks away from the regional competition. I don't want to miss it. Andrea is picking us up. It isn't fair to keep her waiting. Let Hickory sleep and go yourself. She doesn't sing, does she? Ralph was only half joking. You know that immediately I go out the door, Hickory will make a fuss because she wants to go. She knows this is a work night for her. Hickory is just being stubborn. I went to the hall closet and put on my coat. I then picked up my music case and removed Hickory's harness and leash from the peg. All at once, there was a light thump and the sound of Hickory stretch and shake. My girl was ready to go. Yes, she can be really stubborn, but hates to miss anything. Andrea was pulling into the driveway. See you later, I called, as we made our way to Andrea's car. I was eager to begin my night of song. I always enjoyed my ride with Andrea as I heard about her family life. I didn't have children, so listened avidly to various problems that faced this family on their way to growing up. Sometimes I was grateful not to be a mom, but at others, I longed to help a young child grow into their own person. But what can't be must be accepted. And meanwhile, I could sing. The hall was crowded that evening with the entire chorus of some 40 women who would be performing on the competition stage in less than 3 weeks. We were at the point where we were perfecting each note, every step and facial expression. All must fit the meaning of the song and present the story to the audience and the judges. Hickory sat beside the risers and watched the rehearsal with interest. Several of the chorus asked me how Hickory would be on the stage with a big audience and bright lights. Maybe she should stay off stage while we perform. My reply was quick but definite. Hickory will sit beside the risers as she always does, and she will take me on and off again. If everyone is worried, I can take her on stage ahead of time so she can get the feeling for it and not be upset, or I can just not compete. No more misgivings were expressed to me about Hickory messing up. I knew she would be perfect. My girl would do her job, just as she always does. It was a good rehearsal as far as our competition pieces were concerned. But then our director decided that we would work on a new piece of music. Everyone knows New York, New York, and doing it barbershop style certainly presented some challenges. There we were, all of us ready to begin. Linda signaled for the pitch to be blown, and from then on, it was all downhill. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. That chord was too horrid to believe. Linda stopped the chorus, called for the pitch, and we started once more. Again, that horrendous chord echoed through the hall. This time, worse than the last. We all knew that it wasn't right. And once again, Linda gave the signal for another try. That note just wouldn't come together. But Linda was laughing too hard to give us a lecture. Then she pointed and everyone else was laughing too. Hickory was huddled down on the floor with her paws over her ears. We sounded so bad that even the dog was complaining. Come on, ladies, let's get it right for Hickory. I knew that my dog was entirely skeptical about our New York ever ringing the chord true. She was correct. Several attempts later and the chords were jarring everyone's eardrums. I was happy that this song was not our competition music. Poor Hickory continued to cover her ears and thus avoid the worst. But finally she decided that enough was too much. After a particularly discordant attempt, Hickory rose from her spot by the risers, walked to the front of the chorus, and sat with her back to us. No one could keep a straight face. It was all too clear what Hickory thought of our singing. Linda once again stopped the attempt and firmly stated, "That really sucked. I think this is a pizza and wings night." We were all in agreement. This was an idea Hickory fully supported, too. Our favorite haunt after practice was a sports bar, affectionately called the Duck by its patrons, even though the sign over the door distinctly read the Golden Pheasant. It didn't matter what its name actually was because the pizza was delicious, the wings tender but spicy, and best of all, the drafts were cold. We started to push tables together and rearrange chairs. Soon everyone was seated and a waitress was taking our orders. I chose a pizza with mushrooms, olives, and pepperoni. That first swallow of the amber liquid was more than welcome. Singing can make your throat pretty dry, you know. I could hear the sound of balls being hit on a pool table not far from us. The guys at the next table were laughing uproariously. I wished that I had heard the joke, too. It must have been a good one. Hickory's chin was resting on my lap. I knew she was asking me for some of my pizza. Nice girls share, or so Hickory believed. I ignored her supplications and continued to listen to Shirley and Andrea's discussion about why we were brutalizing New York. They thought it was the baritones. They never get the notes right. That was fine for them to say because Shirley sang bass and Andrea was a lead. In my opinion, the lead was the easiest part to learn because it was almost always the melody. I certainly wasn't going to bring this factor into the discussion because I didn't want to walk home. Hickory then got urgent with her appeal and nudged my arm with insistent force. I turned my head to tell her to lie down when I noticed that Brenda was lifting my glass of beer. She was planning on taking a drink, and that was my beer. Hickory was warning me of the theft. Brenda quickly replaced my glass. That's okay, Brenda. You go ahead. Looks like you have been helping yourself anyway. I laughed and turned my head back to the discussion with Shirley and Andrea. I didn't want to make a big scene or cause Brenda embarrassment. I silently reserved a thin slice of the pizza for my Hickory. She had my back and was guarding my interest. That's what friends are for. As Hickory lay under the table, waiting for the party to break up, she glanced with affectionate exasperation at her crazy cat. You're not safe to be allowed off a leash, woman. What am I gonna do with you?